Summer is supposed to arrive decked in sunshine, alive on the first dawn with the cuckoo's call, arrayed for the bridal in a swirl of hawthorn blossom. And it always does. Well, if it fails occasionally through rain, or a truculent cuckoo, or severe wind, this slips my mind, which long ago arranged to dismiss any such blasphemy from memory. A good start makes winter bearable and bad summers worthwhile. It even makes up for February, which most Irish people my age invest with the magical ability to turn months of dark, stormy rain into instant spring. As if Breach might throw a cloak over the country and change its essential state with an incantation. By June, the most tender wildflowers are gone and the heather is out. Blue gives way to purple, but the cuckoo is still with us. The sea is freezing, but there is real heat in the sun, if there is a sun. It pleases me to believe that it was in this month that the great painter Cimabue discovered the boy Giotto drawing sheep on a rock and took him on at once as his apprentice. Giotto gave us a virgin, rounded and lifelike, one we can see sitting bored in heaven, waiting for a Mozart, a Michael Russell, or a Maria Callas. Better still, all three with Shakespeare on the bower on, to arrive with their capers and tantrums to make music and liven the place up and lead the golden angels ranked above her in the air to dancing.